Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, the Yom Tov of Sukkot, Chag HaSukkot, Saba Aleinu L'Tayva, with tefillos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hold the rain back, Yitzhak Hashem, until tefillos HaGeshem, and that we're able to have Sukkot in the Sukkah with the proper Leishay V'Sukkah Kedin. As we prepare, let me share with you a couple of thoughts. On Sukkot, we find the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol not being happy with us. And we actually find it in the sense of rain on Sukkot. The dogma in Shas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaviyachol not happy with us, and as if he poured water back on us, is when it rains on Sukkot, the first night of Sukkot, it rains, and we're not able to be the kind of mitzvah of Sukkot. What's fascinating is that the Gemara says twice an example of somebody not able to do the mitzvah of Sukkot. In the Mishnah, when it talks about Klal Yisrael, it says it rains, and the Yidden can't do the mitzvah. That's the example. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which talks about La'asid Lavai, when the nations of the world will try to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah, it doesn't use an example of rain. It uses an example of extreme heat, of sun. Bishbaruch Hu Moitzi Chama Min Artika, Bishbaruch Hu make it very hot. And the Umas Ha'olam, the nations of the world, who will try to do the Mitzvah Sukkah, will then leave the Sukkah. Isn't it strange that twice in Shas it talks about being unable to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah because one is Mitzayer? In one place it talks about rain, in one place it talks about sun. I'd like to share with you in Aderes Eliyahu, that's the Gra, Parshas Bereishis. Going to be Shabbos Parshas Bereishis before we know it. And this is in the Gra, Bereishis Perek Tes Pasuk Vav. He says, Beis Sugei Mayim Yesh. There are two types of rain. One is Mayim Elyonim, and one is Mayim Tachtoyim. The Gemara mentions this often. And the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil Bei Mayim Elyonim L'Mayim Tachtoyim. Mayim Tachtoyim are the waters of the oceans. And Mayim Elyonim are waters which have a source in heaven. Mayim Tachtoyim are described as the water which evaporates from the Kiyanis, from the great oceans of the world. These waters evaporate, go up into cloud form, and then come back down as rain. Melyainim, Gishmei Bracha, a rain, blessed rains that come from heaven that are not necessarily the result of evaporation. As a matter of fact, Rabbeinu Biachya on Parshas Ekev, on the Pasuk in Kriya Shema, V'otzer Es HaShemayim V'lo Yiyem Motar, says that there are two words for rain, Geshem and Motar. Geshem is the language of Gashmius. It refers to Mayim Tachtoinim, to the evaporations of the great oceans which turn into rain. The language Geshem implies physicality. Matar is the language for the heavenly water, for the water from Shemayim, the blessed water. For Otzer Es HaShemayim V'lo Yiyem Matar. So there are two types of rain. The difference is Mayim Tachtoinim, the water that's a result of evaporation, are for the most part affected by the sun, which causes or at least speeds up evaporation. Mayim Elyonim are not bound by physical laws. Mayim Elyonim are like the Levana, like the moon. Things that change at different times. Mayim Elyonim are made bracha. And it changes depending on the bracha that the world deserves. So that Mayim Tachtoinim are related to the sun, Mayim Elyonim related, or is compared to the moon. And that's the difference. The symbolic difference is that Mayim Tachtoinim are gashmias. They're part of the physical world, the predictable world. Sunrise is predictable, sunset is predictable. However, the Mayim Elyonim are unpredictable. The amount of rainfall that will come in a given season are not predictable. The Ashkocha Pratis is nicker, is more noticeable. And therefore, B'nai Yisrael are said to be governed by the Levana, Nimshal the Levana, while the nations of the world compare to the sun. And therefore, it's no surprise that when the Gemara talks about the Nisayan of the nations of the world in the Sukkah, it talks about the sun, because the nations of the world are compared to the sun, the solar year, whereas Klal Yisrael and Nimshal Levana. Now, this is sort of a background idea, a background information. And the idea that Geshem, or Matar, is seen as something which is a lesson in Hashgacha practice. To add to that, on Hashanah Rabbah, the Ramah says in Siman Tov Reish Samach Dalet, Yesh Siman B'Tzeil HaLevana. There are certain skula signs in the shadow of the moon on Hashanah Rabbah. It says, Ein l'dagdek. We should not try to figure these things out. Nobody today understands it. But the idea that Hashanah Rabbah, again, is related to the moon, is the time of Klal Yisrael. And that is the moon, and that is the special uniqueness, the hidden uniqueness of Hashanah Rabbah. Let's move on to a second topic related to the Sukkah. We paskin, the Shulchan Aruch says, that the Sukkah is a reminder of Anane HaKavit, of the clouds of glory that the Yidden had in the Midbar. Kabbalistically, there's a second idea, that going into the Sukkah is a Zecher L'Golos. It somehow reminds us of the Golos HaShchina, of the exile of Klal Yisrael, and the fact that the Shechina is Kaviyachul B'Golusa. So we go out of our homes into a Sukkah, to be Mekayim, this idea, the idea of Klal Yisrael B'Golusa. What's the difference between the reason of Anani HaKavit and the reason of Zecher L'Golos? There are a few nafkaminas. Number one, Mitzdar is Potter from a Sukkah. Mitzdar is Potter because we paskin, it's because of Anani HaKavit, the cause of glory. It's something beautiful, enjoyable, desirable, and therefore Mitzdar is Potter. If the reason were Zecher L'Golos, which is difficult, then the Mitzdar would be Chayiv. Second Afkamina, it says that a person should bring his beautiful Kalim into a Sukkah. That fits with the reason of Anani HaKavod, the cause of glory, the glorious time. It will be Zecher L'Golos, it will be hard to understand a Mitzvah to bring Kalim Noam into the Sukkah. With this, we understand the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Chav Ches. The Mishnah says two things. Kol shivas yamim oisa odom sukosai diras keva. All 7 days, make your sukkah like a permanent dwelling. The Gemara says, what does that mean? Yesh lo kelim noim, mailam l'sukkah. If you have nice kelim, bring him into the sukkah. The Mishnah goes on. Yardu gishoim, gishomim, ne'imesai mutal l'fadais. If rain comes out, when do you leave? Again, the second idea, bringing in Kalim Noen and being Potter in rain. These both are reasons based on the time of Anani HaKavod, based on the reason of Anani HaKavod. And therefore, we go with the reason of Anani HaKavod, Mitzar is Potter, and we bring Kalim Noen into a Sukkah. However, the question needs an answer. L'maisa, Kabbalistically, there's an idea of Zecher L'Golos. Those of us who say the Yehuratzin on the first night while going into the Sukkah mentioned it. How does that fit with Mitzdar Potter and bringing Kalim Noam? Rav Tzadik and the Pritzadik on Sukkah says something really beautiful. Rav Tzadik says that we remember the Golos, but we look at the Golos in a whole different way. How so? Rav Tzadik there says the following. It says when Klal Yisrael went to Golus Bavel and left Yerushalayim on the way to Bavel, his language is, Holchu kulam bimar nefesh. They went bitterly, with a bitter feeling. The Beis Hamikdash had just been destroyed and Klal Yisrael was going to Golus. It says, and Yecheskel, the Navi Yecheskel, holach besimcha rabah. He went out with great joy. What great joy? He understood that until now in Eretz Yisrael, they had spent a century and more with the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. In Babel, they would be able to start all over again. And it would be a better time in Avodah Hashem. He's a Navi. He saw how wonderful an opportunity it was. So that even though Golus is bitter, somebody who sees it with the right look brings his Kelim Noim into the sukkah. He understands that there's a purpose in this all. Years ago, when I learned the book of Sefer Yirmiyah, I came to the parak, the shortest parak in Yirmiyah. It's a 5-pasuk parak, where Baruch ben Neriah, the Talmud of Yirmiyah, cries that he was not zeichet to Galus. And Yirmiyah is told to tell Baruch ben Neriah that Nevi'im are sent based on the generation. And now it's a time of destruction. Hashem is not making new Nevi'im. That's what it says in Yirmiyah. When I learned that, I had a kasha. At that very same time, Yecheskel was becoming a Navi. Hashem says to Baruch ben Neriah, it's not a time for new Nevi'im. It's a time of destruction. Yet, Yecheskel was zeichet to Nevuah a few years later than that. How could that be? God is telling Baruch, no new Nevi'im, and Yecheskel's a Navi? When I saw this Reb Tzadik, I understood. In a time of galus, in a time of bitterness, there are no Nevi'im. When you have a person who's optimistic, a person who's ready to build, a person who can see the silver lining in a very cloudy day, he's my man, says the Rabbi Nishalelem. He's the leader. In the galus, he's going to be the leader. I remember shortly after seeing this, I was given a gift by a friend who had some copies of the Paradise, a journal from the 1940s. And I had glanced through them. In one volume, there was a record of a convention that the Rabbanim had had somewhere in the mid-1940s. And they had all the speeches. I noticed some speeches were full of fire, brimstone, and prophecies of doom. How in America, the Hesher wasn't a Hesher, the Mikvahs were problematic, the learning was very, very inferior, and the yeshivas, the Talmid of yeshivas, a few. However, there were some people who had spoken, and spoken optimistically about how things were getting better. I noticed, I'm sure they were all Talmidei Chachamim, but those who spoke about gloom and doom were names that I did not recognize. Those who spoke optimistically, at least some of them, were names that I recognized, who are leaders of Klal Yisrael in the decades to come. And that's the way it is. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Baruch ben Neriah, you're the Navi, you're the person who wrote Eicha. You're the person who Yirmiyah dictated Eicha to and you wrote it down. You're the person talking about weeping for the Chorban. We don't make new Nevi'im when we weep for the Chorban. Yecheskel, on the other hand, was the person who, in the words of Reb Tzadik, Kulam Hochu B'mar Nefesh, Ru Holoch B'Simcha Rabba. He's the person. He's the person for the future. He's optimistic. He sees the good in Klal Yisrael. He sees the good in people. What a lesson. So we send the sukkah, Apinigla, Anane Yaakovid, the clouds of glory. Apinistar, remember the Golus, the Golusim. And yet it's not a contradiction to remember the Anane Yaakovid and to remember going out to Golus. Because with the right way of looking at it, going out to Golus can be seen as an opportunity. And indeed, a very, very opportune moment within the Golus to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. With an optimistic note, I want to wish you all a meaningful Chag HaSukkah Sabah Leinu L'Toiva. Certainly hope and pray we can get in the mitzvah d'oraisa of eating in the sukkah tomorrow night on Leil Sukkos. Even if it's raining, we may kiddush and eat at least the kazayas in the sukkah. But let us hope that the rain will stop. We could do it then. And if not, at least later in the evening, to go back into the sukkah and be able to eat with a proper bracha leisha b'sukkah. Wishing one and all an absolutely wonderful Yom Tov.